Welcome to the Nations Church podcast. We hope this message blesses you.
Nations Port Kennedy campus today, around this whole idea of sowing into the next generation, about legacy and what God has done and will continue to do in us. So why don't we put our hands together for Steve Underwood and Sarah Burton and our youth pastor Eli Trezona. Come on, guys, come on down. Come grab your seats. Fantastic. So good. So good. So today we're just going to be sharing a little around this whole idea of legacy. And maybe before we start, we could just introduce ourselves and talk about, you know, what our family's situation is like and how long we've been at Nations Church. Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay, so my name is Elijah, in case you guys were like, oh, I thought his name was Eli the whole time. It is Elijah. I used to go by Elijah, then I came to Nations Youth Ministry back in 2010. They said, can we call you Eli? I said, no, now I'm Eli. So, yeah, my name's officially Eli now. I went to youth ministry, got saved 2010 at a summer camp, and I've been coming ever since. I've been here for about 5 years at this campus and loving life here. It's awesome. Family, so I've got a mum and dad. I still live at home with the family. I've got a younger brother, even younger sister. Love those guys. Those are they're awesome. I get along super well with them, which is a blessing. If I'm going to be prophetic, I've got a wife, kids, and a dog. maybe three dogs. It's going to be, you can pray with me for that. Like, I've already got dog names lined up. That's, you know, like some people have their baby names list. Nah. Dog names is where it's at. Does that answer all the things? Cool.
So hi everyone, I'm Sarah, and most people know me as Sarah, so sorry, maybe you could call me Sarah Bear, I don't know. So I come to Nations with my husband Simon and our three kids. So we have two boys and a girl, and we've been here for about 3.5 years now. But I also am blessed to be here with also my mum and also with one of my sisters, so yeah.
My name's Steve, Steve and John. Stephen means crowned one. This is the crown.
Yeah.
wife, two kids, Jenny, and we have three grandsons. We've been here, next month it'll be a year.
Yeah, wow. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. It feels like you've been here for a long time, that you're part of the family, you and Jenny. So great to have you join us. And perhaps, Steve, you could answer our first question today, if that's all right. So I just wondered if you could share with us what legacy means to you.
It means so much. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, great.
Steve just was up here a little moment ago and he was talking about what I believe is the greatest legacy that's been left for us.
Yeah, wow.
Right? And out of that, I believe that the legacy that we have received flows from that.
Yeah, right.
The legacy that we are to leave flows from that.
Beautiful.
And the difference, if I may quickly, legacy and will go together. Legacy and will both have legal connotations.
Yeah.
And will is to do with decision. Legacy is to do with what? The legacy that we leave, or the legacy that we live out as we go now, must come out of a choice of the will.
Yeah, great. Right? Wow. Yeah, and really good.
In the legal sense, legacy and will is usually what's left behind after we go.
Yeah,
but we can all be a living legacy right now.
So great.
By choices of our will.
Mm. Yeah, beautiful. That's a fantastic response. Thank you, Steve. Sarah, how about you? What does legacy mean to you?
Yeah, so I totally agree with Steve. For me, I think it's a lot to do with having like an eternal perspective.
Right.
And I think it's really thinking about, you know, what have I learned in my life, or what do I know that I would want my kids and that I would want the next generation to know and to have that I could pass on to them. And so I think, like, similar to what Steve has said, I think to do that, we really need to think about being consistent and about being intentional. And so in doing that, what do I need to do in the here and now for that legacy that I want to see in the future to come about, to happen? And so for me personally, one of the main things that I think is most important is loving and serving Jesus. I think for me what that looks like is being consistent in bringing my kids to church. And I think that's about being intentional about, I know something that's so important for Simon and I, is that our kids see us serving. That we don't just say to our kids that it's important to us that we serve. We show them by action that we don't even need to say it, because they say to us, oh, are you serving in kids today, Mum? Or, Dad, are you serving in church? And to me, that is really important. And so, you know, sometimes that can be really challenging, being consistent in bringing the kids each week. But for me, that legacy, that future legacy, the reward of that far outweighs the challenges that we have today and those sacrifices that we might make. So
Brilliant, beautiful. Thanks, Sarah. Eli, what about you?
That's absolutely gold, first off. And Sarah and Simon, like, you guys, everything that you just said, like, for real, you're amazing examples in our house.
Eli.
It's often you look at the, like, the champions that are in the background and are leading by example. You guys are absolute heroes. I guess for me, there's a verse that comes to mind, and I heard it was like the verse that inspired a song written, I don't know exactly who wrote it in Hillsong, but one of the guys, and it's 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, and it's just three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And of these, love is the greatest, or the greatest of these is love. And I guess, I look at, like, my life, I look at the decisions I make, I look at some of the dumb decisions I make, and, you know, I hope they don't last in my legacy. I hope that's not what I'm remembered by. And this verse gives me hope, you know, that it's not that stuff, it's the goods. So faith, hope, love, what does that look like in your life? What's that look like in my life? I think, like what you said, it's intentional decisions. It's sometimes not a big, glorious, amazing decision that feels incredible and, you know, like, awesome, this is going to define my life, but it's the nitty gritty. It's the, you know what, I'm going to have faith despite what's going on, despite my situation. It's often in tribulation and trial that what really is God's developed in us comes to show. And that's faith that speaks for hope as well. Being able to be a voice of hope in a dire situation is so hard sometimes. I guess that's when the world's going to come looking for what we have in God as well, is when, you know, things are tough and they can see that it stands firm in those places. And I guess the last one is love. Like, we're the church, you know, like, we're called to love people more than anyone else. And if we're not loving, then we're missing the main thing. Jesus came, like what Pastor Steve was saying this morning, like, love, it's the main thing, it's the be all and end all. And so I think about my legacy, I think about what I get to leave behind, and I hope that it's marked by those things. And if I can just try day to day to, you know, to leave a little bit of a mark, to love the person in front of me, to be faithful with the few things that I have, then I think that that's going to speak loudly to the next generation, the people that I'm surrounded by, my family, my close friends. They're the people that I mostly will impact in my lifetime, the people that see me off a stage in my day-to-day as well. So,
yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. Isn't it great to be able to hear all three of these amazing people who are so key part of our campus? Eli, I wonder if you could answer this one for us. Obviously, as a youth pastor, you are passionate about sowing into the next generation that's coming up behind you, but also you've obviously had, you're part of a community where there are mothers and fathers of the faith who've invested in you. So what does that mean to you to be part of a community, and how's that looked for you?
It's pretty awesome, hey? Like, I think you look back in hindsight, like, it tells you so much. And I look back and I'm so thankful for literally everything that anyone has ever done for me in the house. I heard a story of a guy that I went to church with when I was real young, and he walked away from the faith, and he ended up, you know, started a family, and he realized, man, the safest place and the best place to raise a child is actually the church. That's where I had all my values. That's where, when I was struggling, someone was there that I could depend on. And they brought their child back to church, and they've been there ever since because they realized the value of it for kids. And so then I look back at my life, and there's, some of you guys may know a lady named Mim Hosking.
Yeah.
Love her. She's now like taken on a position as a kids pastor in another church. Absolute gun, doing a great job. She was my kid's pastor when I was younger. I've still got a Bible sitting in my room that she wrote a little note in as I graduated kids' church. And I read it and then didn't read the Bible because there was too many words in that. The note had just enough for me. But I look back. I've read it since. It's okay. But I look back and I'm so thankful for every Sunday she laid down. Like I never saw her in a service on a Sunday and she somehow still had just such a heart of gold.
Yeah.
And like she wasn't there because she had to be. You go to school and some of the teachers, you know they're there because they have to be. You go to this Sunday ministry and you see someone that just genuinely believes it's awesome. And then I remember like I shared this story. It blew my mind. I think it was a couple years ago when you were sharing, Pastor Steve, and you're talking about how you got to lead a guy named John Mez. And John Mez got to lead a guy named Eli Trezona.
As
my youth pastor. Yeah, and it's just, you see the chains that are linked up. You see, like, you have no idea what your small action does on a Sunday, what your small word of encouragement does for people.
Yeah.
But, like, having people that, have gone before and led incredible lives, like, you guys have so much more to offer than you feel that you do as well. And so just keep on loving on people because I'm a beneficiary of that. I know I'm our next generation is as well. And, means the world to me, so keep on going.
Yeah, that's so powerful, isn't it? That's incredible. Steve, I wonder if you could answer this one for us today. We know that, you've shared with me in the past how you just so love seeing the next generation flourishing in this church. And I just wondered if you could share what it means to you to be in that kind of environment where you can see the next generation just growing and flourishing.
Wow, I think it changes question. what does it mean to me to see the next generation flourishing? It means that, to start with, that we, and I'm talking about all of the older ones here, we are now the pillars in a spiritual sense that help hold this up. But where did we come from? We come from an environment where other pillars were that blessed us. And this relationship we have with God is just so amazing that the greatest thing that I think that I can ever be a part of is helping others to grow in that relationship.
Yeah, awesome.
You know? I'm going to take a little bit of license.
Mm.
When Jen and I come here, we needed to heal. And we were just loved and accepted. We were just, it was like we come home to open arms.
Mm.
We had been in an environment where we were helping other people survive.
Mm.
And that's where God put us. But one of the things that I come to learn very quickly here, you know, I spent 20 years in the army and I got to a reasonably significant position of leadership. I learned a lot about leadership and I taught a lot about leadership. One of the things that I saw here very quickly was that the leadership here, the quality of it, the heart and the passion of the leadership here, there's a river of love that flows through this church.
Mm.
And it flows right from the top. It flows from the throne of God through to the senior leadership and down into this place here, to the senior leadership here, and to people like Eli, people like all of the young leaders. To see them passionate. And this passion is driven by, that passion drives a vision.
Yeah, come on.
A vision for this church that's about leaving a legacy, about growth.
Yeah,
you know,
great.
I led a men's group where the emphasis was on support, encouragement, and growth. Oh.
Beautiful. that is so wonderful. Yeah, and I love what you're saying about how we all carry something that we can impart, you know, into the next generation. What God does in us, we can encourage in others and for them to be able to grow and flourish in that too. Yeah,
and
beautiful.
One of the points that I had was, and Eli raised it, and it's so important for some of us that are older. I've seen a church where the older people were just sidelined. Here, right from the start, we were respected and honored before they even knew us. And that was so humbling. But one of the things Eli said was, the little things that we do are so important.
Yeah, that's right.
You never know. I just want to reinforce, because I have so many testimonies of how effective a look, a touch, a word can be on just about anybody.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful. Thanks so much, Steve. That's so great. Sarah, you were sharing how, you know, you and Simon and have your three children and raising them in the house. I wondered if you could share with us this morning about why it is so important for you and your family to be planted in church long term.
Okay. So obviously we have our three kids here, and our kids have always been in church. And so something that's always been important for me is to be a part of their walk with Jesus. And so initially Simon and I were both in kids ministry, and now I'm in kids ministry in the Sprockets room. And I think for me, like I said, with my importance with legacy, is that if I want that legacy to come to pass, then my kids need to be in God's house, and my kids need to learn about Jesus, and they need to learn a walk with Jesus. And to do that, being in the house long term is how I can see that legacy come to pass.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. And Eli, just thinking about building our future, which is coming up next Sunday on the 20th, I wondered if you could share with us about how that, why are you passionate about that? Why do you think that is so important?
Well, I didn't get to be a part of the first one. I've got a bit of FOMO around that, fear of missing out. Yeah. I fear of missing out around food, literally everything. But like, I guess like you look back and how inspirational, how amazing is it? Like just how much God's done since moments
so
like
good.
Those. Yeah. And I think just because we weren't there for that building our future offering doesn't mean we don't get to be a part of a moment now that advances God's house and his kingdom even further than it is right now.
Yeah, really.
And so building our future, it's a powerful moment. Mm-hmm. Those cards that we put up on the door, like I think they're more than just a card and a couple words. It's like, what are you genuinely believing for this building our future? Because it's like, I just think like if we would, I look at it, sorry, this is a little bit of a tangent. People literally came and gave everything they had to the house of the God, like in the early church days. And I'm like, oh, that's hectic. Like, how hectic is that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
And we're not asking that of you. Our church isn't asking that of you. Like, if you want to do that, I hope the Lord's speaking to you. But I guess it's just the simple thought that when you choose to be faithful with just something and it's you plant your seed, you got to know that as God waters it, as you continue to water, as people water it around you, it's going to grow. It's going to flourish when you're faithful with it.
Excellent.
And so I want to encourage you. It's an awesome opportunity. And faithfulness is not having a clue sometimes what's on the other side and just speaking it into being. And I'm honestly super excited around moments like these, because it is us literally getting to speak and declare what the future is going to be. It's not just we hope for the best. It's this is what we're going to see. We're speaking it into being. We're placing our money where our mouth is.
Right.
You know, that's a worldly kind of term, but like, literally, let's place our faith physically, tangibly, where we want to see things shift. And
really
like, I love what you said, Steve. It's just, we've got amazing leaders in our house. I look at the guys above us and I'm like, man, they literally lead by example. I'm not just doing something because I have a conviction. I'm doing it because I've seen it. I've seen people, like, they were their day dot. And they've continued to invest into it because they believe in what God's doing. And so I'm going to continue to do that. And I hope that this is not just a season, and don't ever feel pressured by these moments. I hope it's not a season that passes you by, but it's one where you get to hear from God and hear what he's saying and hear what a step of faith looks like for you, hey? Because, like I said, it's a moment that gets to shift, leave a legacy, change eternity here on earth as well. And so I hope you're excited. I hope you're passionate about it. I am for sure.
Yeah, that's so great. How about you, Sarah? Why are you passionate about building our future?
Yeah, so I guess my sort of legacy story is that I've been so blessed. For me, I was able to grow up in church. And for me, church was always my second family. And so even more of a blessing, I get to still see some of those people here in church today. Like Greta, who continues to influence me in my life, and Roger and Brenda, and Pastor Steve and Jackie.
Yeah,
and so for me, I have been so blessed. My most influential person, I guess, in my life and in my walk with Jesus has been my mum. And so I think for me, my mum, I think she's just been so influential because from when we were young, my mum would take us four kids to church on her own. And to me, that shows eternal perspective. But for me, that shows someone who's dedicated to legacy. And she hasn't just done that with us kids. She's done that with her grandkids. Mum has told us a story, and it means so much to me, with my kids, of when she used to take us kids to church when we were little. She used to be so worried because my eldest brother would be breakdancing in the aisles at church and she'd be horrified. And just later on, the minister came to her and said to her, "Don't worry, because while he's hearing the word of God.
Yeah,
and while he's here, those seeds are being planted."
Really great.
And so that really spoke to me and my kids. But along with my mom, I've also had, like you said, Steve, those pillars that have just sown knowledge and wisdom into my life, and beautiful, also just dedicated time to discipling me and really training me, I guess. And they've just really shown me what it means to really trust and hope in the Lord in all situations. And so for me, I think this has always been my greatest gift, that I've gone through life, regardless of situations, I've always been able to have that trust and hope in the Lord. And I think for me, that is also so important to give that to my kids, that and also to the next generation, that no matter where their lives take them, that they can have this assured hope in God. And just something that I've come to learn recently with my teaching and in my studies is that our default settings that we establish in childhood, that we revert back to in adulthood in times of hardship, are those default settings that we establish in childhood. And so the early years are so important. And for me, I want my kids' default setting to be God. And I want the next generation's default settings to be God. That in times of challenge and hardship, that that's what they do, that they learn how to trust and hope in the Lord always. And that this will just give them a spirit of boldness to face all these challenges, and to boldness to be able to share with others the goodness of God in their life. And just quickly to finish on, I had a testimony with my eldest son. He goes to speech therapy, and when he was about four, the speech therapist was reading a book through with him, and she was getting him to answer some comprehension questions and getting him to speak. And so this book was about a child who was worried and would hide under the bed. And so anyway, the speech therapist had said to Ryan at one point, she said, "Oh, Ryan, what do you think you could do when you're worried?" And this speech therapist, not being a Christian, he said to her, "I can pray." And so for me, in my head, I was like, "Yeah, you can." And I just walked away that day thinking, that is a win. That's... you know, that for me is a part of my legacy story. So
yeah, that's so brilliant. So brilliant. Steve, why are you passionate about building our future?
Just what Sarah said.
Yeah. Yep.
Good answer.
Because it's something bigger than me.
Yeah, Great.
You know, and it's going to live on past me. And the quality of what we do gets picked up by those that are watching us.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, it's be the best example I can be, or be a horrible deterrent. But wash it out. And it's just seeing the passion that gets caught, and knowing that it's going to go on, not just for now. You know, we can impact the quality of the lives of everybody around us, you know, just by virtue of being there. We change the spiritual atmosphere where we are. We can change the quality of lives by our leadership. And leadership is about influence. And every one of us influences, one way or another, positively or negatively, everybody around us.
Yeah, great.
So, again, comes back to the point of being intentional, about building relationships and giving young ones the encouraging them, building them up, the look, a touch, a word. And if it goes further than that, you know, we stood on shoulders of giants. If anybody wants to stand on me, feel free. you know, and I know that those of my generation that are here would say amen to that.
Yeah.
So why is it passionate to me? Because Christ is passionate about me.
So
let it flow. Let it flow through that river of love with intention.
Incredible. Yeah, come on, you can put your hands together. So great.
Thanks for listening to the Nations Church podcast. For more info, please visit nationschurch.com.